let's do two broad strokes just to help your listeners understand. If you were to simplify matters in one way, that this can be very helpful, and that is to understand there's a difference between evangelicals who attend church 2, 3, 4 times a month and evangelicals who do not. There are evangelicals who hold to all these core ideas that I've talked about: authority of Scripture, the centrality of Christ, the work of the cross, and the need to evangelize. But for one reason or another, they don't go to church. They either have been burned by the church, or something's going on there. And then there are Christians who hold, evangelicals who hold those beliefs, and they attend, and they're very involved in church. Well, you really have to make a distinction between those two types of evangelicals, because when they start answering questions about what they believe about politics and how they actually behave as individuals, there is remarkable differences. So in the area, say, take the area of family values, how a husband treats his wife, how a father treats his children. About the worst home to live in America as a child or as a woman is to live with an evangelical husband who doesn't go to church. Those families have the highest rates of child and spouse abuse in America. They're more abusive than mainline Christians. They're more abusive than secular people. For some reason, there's something going on there that makes them really bad, worse human beings. And that difference, and one of the best places to be in America, to be raised in, is in an evangelical family where the parents both go to church and are regularly involved in church. There, even though the families might not describe themselves as egalitarian, the women feel like their marriage, the women in those marriages feel more happy than women who are in egalitarian marriages. And children and the family is generally happier. So if they're, even though they hold the same common beliefs, their actual behavior and their actual other beliefs, social and political beliefs, can be radically different. So this is one thing that pollsters would be wise to make some distinctions about, because the longer we've studied this and seen those distinctions, this is a distinction especially made by a sociologist named Christian Smith, the more we've been just aghast when people kind of group those two people together.